Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9 and Psalm 91. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Brothers, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. He will deliver you from the deadly pestilence. Fear not the wasting destruction. No plague will come near your tent. Who dares make such promises? Certainly not the CDC. Who is speaking in this psalm? Who has such faith that he stands and remains sheltered by Almighty God? Who can see the arrows loosed from the bowstring hurtling toward his chest and stand unflinching, confident as they thud here and there, that there was never even the slightest chance that any of them would hit their mark? Someone with great faith, wouldn't you say? I would like to have that faith. Faith that not only says, "The Lord's been good to me," but dares to say without disclaimer, "The Lord will never fail you either." Trust him. Trust me. Who possesses faith that could stand against the world with its wickedness, unmoved by the allure of its recompense? Who has faith so firm that it can resist the devil? Who is this, ye ask, that prays Psalm 91? Well, who indeed? Jesus Christ it is. His sole rest is in the shelter and in the shadow of his Father. Even if we are faithless, he remains faithful. It becomes entirely clear that Christ is the true prayer of this psalm in verse 9. This Lord, he says, the Most High, whom you would make your dwelling place. Well, he is my refuge. I've trusted him first and better. And that's how I know that he won't let evil or plague harm you. That's how I know that his angels will guard you. What is mine, Jesus says. And what is mine is now yours. My Father is your Father. My refuge is your refuge. My attending angels are your angels. My victory is your victory. And that's why the psalm doesn't say, as we might expect, "I have trod upon the lion and the adder. I have crushed the serpent's head under my heel and stuffed my boot into the mouth of that roaring lion." Well, Jesus has done all these things, to be sure. He's bested Satan in the wilderness. He's crushed him at the cross. But what is his is yours. It's just like we pray it in the litany. To beat down Satan under our feet, we implore you to hear us, good Lord. Faith grasps what God promises. It takes possession of what Christ has done for us so that it is truly ours. So as Jesus' victory over Satan is yours, this psalm is yours also. If you struggle to find the faith to pray it, well, lean on the faith of the one who prayed it first and best. After all, what do you think our Lord was praying as the devil came to tempt him? It's long been one of the invariable psalms to be sung at Compline every single night. And that's how I'd suggest that you take it up also. Do not fear the terror of the night or the pestilence that stalks in the darkness or the arrows or the evil that might threaten you and your home and your family and your dreams and even your slumber. But say to the Lord each night, "You are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." And then hear and repeat what that Heavenly Father replies to His own Son in the final three verses of the psalm. And know that what He is promising is what is yours, right down to the faith itself. "Because Jesus holds fast to me in love," the Father says, "I will deliver you. I will protect you because you know my name. When you call to me, I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Because what is my son's is yours." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Kristen, who is a short-term volunteer who serves the Lord in Central Asia. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.